This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it is a Patriots Monday, and the New England Patriots on their way to a 3-14 record, which is not the better record that Gerard Mayo promised us on this show earlier this season. And
is it a moonwalk Monday?
I mean, he does from time to time find himself retracting statements, saying that he wished he didn't, he shouldn't have said something, or he wished he didn't say
or concussions precluding a QB sneak, which I never knew that was a thing.
I don't know. Those are the nuggets, I guess.
Not a big fan of mine, but I like him
a lot.
Yeah,
that's fine. Oh, yeah. I don't think it's
neutralized.
I don't think it's personal.
No, it's not. He's a very
That was a quick one-liner from you, though. Wow.
Neutralized. Bam.
I don't know. He seems genuinely dismayed that people took the Alex Van Pelt comment the way they did. He reached out to him, and Alex Van Pelt said, "Wait, what are you talking about?
New phone? Who dis?"
I don't. I guess we'll take him that he didn't intend for that to be a shot at. Alex will take him at his word on that.
Yeah. So he says it because he doesn't want to continue to go down the road of them asking questions about the quarterback sneak, because that was the way his reply to it was.
If your answer is that this season is done, we're finished, it is what it is, and we don't want to get Drake May hurt. He had the issue earlier in the season, so rather than have him sneak the ball, we're going to run it with Ramondre Stevenson. Then I would if it were me, I'd give that answer. If that was going to be my answer, I would.
He didn't want to give it that way, because then it would have led to more questioning.
But he also kind of gave that answer. Well, if we had won the game, like he does that a lot.
I told you he was going to do
yes.
that.
Yes, and so maybe that's he was saying. You guys said it, not me. That was his new way of saying, like, you know,
if we won the game,
it would be different. Right.
Why can't people understand this though, Courtney, where not you obviously, but like you only get asked to show your work when you're wrong. If you get the right answer, people say, okay, next.
Right.
If you're wrong, they'll say, oh, why did you do XYZ?
Yeah. The expectation is you're going to get it right 90% of the time. That's why that happens.
Right.
Like, you don't get a reward for getting it right.
And if you're in that position and you have a game where you have nothing to lose, you're eliminated from the playoffs, you're one of the worst teams in football, and you have a play call on 4th and 1/2 yards, and you come up with hand it to Ramondre and run into the middle when you have an awful, you know, totally unhealthy offensive line.
Like, just say we feel like it's better for us to give it to Ramondre than try to sneak Drake May.
And of course, you know what that means when you say you said it, I didn't. Like, Gerard Mayo is far smarter than I am. When somebody asks you about a play call and you're the head coach and you said you said it, it's not something that you have to infer. It's a direct implication you would have preferred that.
Like, maybe it is. Maybe he doesn't. When it comes to Drake May and the ongoing discussion about why he didn't start week 1 and why they wanted to bring him along, with kid gloves. Maybe that is Elliot Wolf's decision, and maybe Elliot Wolf has also said, "Listen, we're not going to put him in a situation where he might get hurt again." But then
Drake May runs for 40 yards, and rather than slide, he puts his head down and tries to run people over.
He had a great slide yesterday, though.
You know what I mean? Like, when he runs, like, he's not somebody that's shying away from contact. So you would think, like, if Elliot Wolf was, and they had issues, like, we don't want Drake to get hurt, they would be forcing on him, "Drake, when you run, slide, slide, slide," where, he, you know, it doesn't seem like that's kind of something that enters his mind.
And wouldn't this be an opportunity, if he hasn't been sneaking because he's not been well? Well, that's something you need to learn to do in the NFL level. Like, here, go at it. You have two shots, 3rd and 1, 4th and 1. Get the yard, and we'll go get the, you know, we'll get a touchdown.
Or just say that, like, we feel, because there are a lot of guys who are not good at quarterback sneaks.
Right, there's,
like,
a million things that could be.
So there are a ton of teams that don't always quarterback sneak. They do turn around and hand it to their running back.
Well, Drake talked about, Shyam, I don't know if you have it or not, but he talked about it post-game and seemed also to be somewhat surprised that that wasn't the call. I think he went on to say that's, I'm paraphrasing, but a conversation that we should have or whatever. I think when you don't have an explanation for things strategy-wise, people are left to assume that you didn't have a strategy. I think that's the issue, is that unless you have a clear reasoning for why you're doing things, people say, are you not considering – the obvious, like, are you not considering the quarterback sneak back to back when you need to get a yard on the 4? Like, I
think in an attempt to not be Bill, which has been clear, he's tried to be a little more conversational with the media.
Yeah.
And what happens is the reason Bill did what he did for so long is that he was pragmatic. The less I say today means the less I answer for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I can do whatever. I'm not going to allow these people, who I despise, rightly so in many cases, to dictate my week. So I'm going to say the injury,
or what the team is talking about all week. It's not going to be an issue. I'm not going to create an issue all week about whether I'm on the hot seat, whether coaches are going to want to come here, whether players are going to be upset that I didn't put the onus on myself. Bill was a master class in that. Make it go away. Stand up there. Say we were bad in all facets of the football game, and it starts with me, and that's it.
But now we sound like the people who want our cake and want it both ways, right? We criticized Bill.
I didn't care about that. Like,
but you're one person. The majority of people criticized Bill in the way he handled the media. So let's not all of a sudden forget that that's the way the narrative was. That now the majority of people are like, oh, we want a guy who's willing to say things and go out there and who's talking to the media. And now we're like criticizing Gerard,
because there's a way to do this without walking everything back.
You could say,
I talked to AVP in the moment. We thought that was the right decision for a multitude of reasons, of which I'm not going to get into right now.
Right. I get that element of it, but I also look at it like, and the biggest question that, you know, I'd love for him to answer, and he won't, is, like, when it comes to you handling the media, Gerard, what is the biggest thing you learned from this year that you made a bunch of mistakes in? And I'm willing to bet you it's probably when he goes, I maybe say things in the moment that I should probably think about and say them in a different way.
We all do. I mean, that's human nature.
Right.
And I think that he is learning from it. I don't think that this comment, what he said yesterday, is as bad as the soft comment. I think that we're moving in the right direction. I think that he said that thinking that it was not going to be a big deal yesterday.
But see, that's where I would kind of disagree with you, Courtney. Like, you know that that's going to lead to questions of, like, oh, so it's more.
He meant it when he said it. Like, it's week 15. Like, how many times does he have to come on this show and backtrack on something that he said that he meant, because there's criticism of it? I mean, I think
almost every week.
Can we hear that back and forth quickly if you have it, Shyam? Because I think it's, I don't think a single person in our listening audience would hear that and not immediately think that was a thinly veiled shot at the offensive coordinator. And I just I feel like he knows that better than anybody.
And that's what I took away from it, where, and I think that's what players would take away from it, is that, like, well, you know, it's up to Alex. That's the play he called. I would have probably went with a QB sneak, but I entrust my head coach of my offense, Alex Van Pelt. He decides to give the guy a handoff, which then it's like, well, but then we had the...
It's deflecting blame.
Right, but then the shine thing was when Alex Van Pelt's on Keith and Jones and says, well, being aggressive or conservative is me being kind of told by the head coach. And I didn't hear exactly what they said. I'm just kind of paraphrasing the best way I can. But it does look like he, and you asked Greg, he does keep making the same mistakes when it comes to saying things that he has to walk back. Like, when are you going to realize that?
I don't think it's a mistake. I think in the moment he's
frustrated.
He's being honest and telling you what the situation is. And then afterwards, everybody's like, wait a minute, you told everybody that you don't have the say that you want when it comes to the offense. And so, I mean, I don't know.
Right, and then that means he's capping to Courtney. When Courtney says, well, did you feel...
Yeah. I mean, what's he going to say, though? He's not going to say, yeah, I want
to. No, but if I'm the head coach and I could say, hey, Alex, QB sneak here. Guess what? Alex runs a QB sneak.
Yeah.
But if...
Well, he may have been on the defensive channel at that time. I don't know how many.
That's a good point.
I mean, he.
When he said, turn around, like, what happened? Did I miss something? Hold on, make sure my channels are right. Who we got here?
I was on Spotify. Get me back. Can you get me
why
back?
Why is Zolak yelling?
Can you get me back to the offensive channel, please?
Is this DeMarcus or is this Alex? Oh, damn. I thought it was Alex. My bad.
Always confuse those two.
I mean, but if he sits here and says, you know, there are point in times, and this, because I know this is what Bill used to do with Charlie Weiss. Hey, run this play. Run that play.
Yeah.
So if you're Gerard and you're like, you believe quarterback sneak is the best thing, Alex, run a QB sneak.
Well, yeah. The alarming question is, does he know that? Does he believe that?
Great.
Everybody else watching the football game knew it. Everybody else asked why. So it's perplexing. Like it's got to be the health of the player, which is fine. Just say it.
But
like, just say it if that's what it is.
Yeah, first time.
Is there any other explanation?
No, of course not. Don't. He knows better, and we all know better. He's doing what he has to do to satiate his bosses and to smooth this over with Van Pelt. But for the first time right now, whatever it is, December 16th, I don't think he's back next year.
You don't?
No. He doesn't, and it sucks because I really want him to be successful. I really do. I think this whole thing has been blown up not by the performance. Obviously, they haven't been good enough on the field. But this has been at least the sixth time that he has come in on a Monday and had to walk something back from Sunday that has only added more fodder for people to discuss between now and the next game Sunday. And you can't keep doing that. The players haven't been accountable because he hasn't been accountable. He stands up there. The most honest reaction you get is the first thing you hear from someone.
Yeah.
And he stands up at that podium after the game. He's asked about the failed fourth and one sneak, and he says, you said it, I didn't.
Well, it can't be the health of the player, because then I would have probably asked Shime this, because he's he's our all 22 guy. Didn't they have like a couple design runs since Drake Mays had the concussion?
No.
Oh,
they have not run a single designed run for Drake May all season.
I thought
every single one of his runs have been scrambles.
Oh, so there wasn't a 2-point conversion or a touchdown he scored that came off a read option?
No, that was in the preseason. It was the only one ever.
Okay. All right. So then maybe it is the health pop, but then I would say this, they're not doing a good job of telling Drake May to get down, because he runs with reckless abandon.
Well, it could be true that Drake May just doesn't listen to anything Van Pelt says, and that's why that part of the team actually looks good.
I mean, you'd have to believe he is, because he hardly ever slides.
No,
he's
he never
like
does.
The Gerard Mayo at times is like the guy that you love, the meme guy from the Stern show where they're like, what are you doing?
And Beetlejuice?
Yeah, he's like, who, me?
Like, who, me?
I'm not doing anything. What do you want? What do you want?
He's like Beetlejuice. Yes, yes. Hey, Gerard, who are you talking to? Were you talking to DeMarcus or were you talking to Al? Who, me?
Who, me? I'm not.
I wasn't doing anything. But if you sit here and you say that, yes, I will say things, then it just, I don't get, why not just be like, we decided to run it with Ramondre. Like, and because anybody who heard, and like I said, I heard the answer, but anybody who heard it, it sounded like they said, well, why wouldn't you run a QB sneak? And he was like, oh, you got to really ask the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, you got to ask him. It's not me. This is Nate in the truck. Hey, Nate, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, real quick, Wiggy, you talk about Bill doesn't like to talk and all that. Yeah, we didn't have a problem with it when he was winning with Tom Brady, but when he had losing seasons, that's when, you know, we look for accountability, as you guys are talking about. Now, go back to with Mayo. I think the stage is way too big for him. I think he's way over his skis there. And honestly, you're going to waste another year of Drake May, because I know everybody's saying, you know, oh, he needs weapons, these weapons, these weapons. But are you going to waste with the wrong play calling and all that to go ahead and waste another year of Drake May trying to go ahead and get this team up and running? That's why I think Mayo, this is one and done.
Mm. Well, that's the concern, is that the you know, and you're gonna, are you gonna change his coordinator? I mean, you saw that work with Mac, and not great. And I don't know.
I think I wasn't on that side, but there is a real possibility, because not only is your offensive coordinator, if we're talking about the defense has been struggling, and maybe DeMarcus Covington might be a little bit in over his head as far as the defensive coordinator. So there's either going to be new defensive coordinator, new offensive coordinator, same that head coach, or you're saying, because if you're Jonathan and Robert, what way do we fix this? Do we just blow everybody out, or do we blow those two guys out and see if we can get two guys that might make Gerard's job easier? So this offseason, not only with free agency and players and trades and money that we're expecting them to spend, but the whole coaching situation, it is, wow. I didn't think that there's a possibility, but after seeing Jonathan and Robert up there, like, they look like they were pissed.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to go. Great job. Great job, everybody.
Be safe on the roads.
We're glad to have you back.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be back. Yeah. Full week.
Do you have security?
We are. Stop.
She's like Tua now. Anytime she leaves, she's got armed guards.
I'm running out with
Wiggy. By the way, we didn't mention it. Tua sucks. God, does he suck.
Yeah,
he was awful bad. Game yesterday.
He
anyway.
Was bad.
He really, what do you have, three interceptions yesterday? Yeah. All right, well, you could talk about the New England Patriots all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, including next with Jones and with Keefe. And we're back tomorrow morning with Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday. Thank you for listening.